And we're heading to Ennis in County Clare now to see what's happening there with the reopening this morning. Our Midwest correspondent, Cathy Halloran, joins us. Cathy.
Yes, well, I'm here in Ennis and it's back to business for 12,000 businesses and 100,000 workers today as the country reopens. I'm here at Bridget Haran's Hair and Beauty Salon in Ennis. It's been a tough 5 months absence from customers, but they're glad to be getting back. First, I spoke to staff member Brenda Monaghan, who's here at the salon, and she's been busy manning the phones for the past week, literally 10 hours a day, with hundreds of customers looking for appointments. First of all, we speak to Brenda.
Good morning, Bridget Haran here in Beauty. Brenda speaking, how can I help you? Yeah, absolutely. I'll pop that in for you.
Brenda, tell me, you've been busy managing phone calls for the last week here at the hairdressers Bridget Haran's in Ennis. Tell me what that's been like and what have clients been asking you?
Yeah, absolutely. We've been here all week going through our appointment list. So we have been going through the backlog of appointments from January till April 1st.
There must be hundreds of them.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah, there's loads. But we're fitting everybody in and we've a great team of stylists here that absolutely have no problem.
Yes, well, Bridget Haran is the owner of the salon and indeed a past president of the Hairdressers Association of Ireland. She's been explaining to me about getting back to business, but that things are going to be managed very differently this time round.
We're delighted to get back and get our doors finally open. You know, it's been a long, hard 5 months. And, you know, just everybody in the town is really excited to start getting the place open. And it's great that the hair and beauty salons are going first this time. You know, we're really thankful that we have got the opportunity to go first this time.
Things are going to be different, though. You're not going to do them things the same way as you did the last time, like bringing staff in really, really early. There's also the question of tests for people's scalps and things like that. Tell me a little bit about that. You have questionnaires out here on the platforms in the salon.
So a lot has changed since the last time, like different things like our insurance company and our manufacturer companies have changed things like skin testing. So everybody, because we've been closed so long, like we would always have skin tested before, but now it's mandatory that you have to have a skin test because people are having allergic reactions. We're watching what's going on in the north and in England.
Tell me about that. Is it that if I had a vaccination or someone had COVID within the last 2 weeks, they're not being advised to have their hair coloured?
So within 2 weeks of having the injection, they're saying not to get your hair coloured, just because we're watching what's happening abroad and we're seeing the implications that it's having. And also as well, people haven't had their hair maybe coloured for the last 5 months. So you have to be very particular, very careful as well as to your procedure going forward.
So what's your hope from today, really, that you'll be able to stay open?
Absolutely. Like, it's fantastic to see the town getting up and going again. Do you know, there'll be a great atmosphere in here today and I hope to see everybody happy and smiling. Well, not with our masks probably, you know, we won't be able to see you smiling, but definitely we smile with our eyes and we're just so grateful to be open again and try to get our business back on the road.
Yes, well, retail is also back for click and collect today before a full resumption of open door business next Monday. Now, Gwen Culligan runs clothes boutiques in Ennis and Nina. She's been telling me about the challenges ahead for retail and how COVID really has forced them to up their game on the online side of business so that they have long-term viability.
We don't know what's ahead. It'll be so exciting to see our customers, first of all, and to welcome everybody back to store. The team is just thrilled to be back. What's ahead, we don't know, but we've been working hard behind the scenes. We've been feeding our website every day. We know the customers have been looking on the website and we think we'll have a whole raft of new customers coming to us once we reopen. They're dying for the store to be open. They want to feel, they want to touch, they want to see.
What about staff training? You're keeping up to date with all of that at the moment.
Well, during lockdown, we've used that time to upskill everyone, train everybody. And everyone now is capable of running the, opening the online, using it. It's at every touch point in both our stores. So we pick our stock and send it out and we'll be ready for click and collect today. And everybody, Leo, Claire, I have to say, the local enterprise office has been fantastic, mentoring and helping with financial support to get everybody upskilled and to get ourselves better enabled as well.
It's been a tough time for retailers like yourself, but you say that COVID times have forced you to up your game.
Because we've fed the website every day, we've hundreds of items up there. Our sales have grown by 85% in 1 year, and that is just absolutely phenomenal. It just means that we're going to have a good year. We're going to work out okay.
What about the challenges then facing the high street if its online business is getting stronger? What does it mean for the bricks and mortar boutiques and shops across the cities and towns of the country?
Well, I still think there's room for bricks and mortar. So I know it will be changed and certain players won't be there anymore, but I do think there's room for bricks and mortar still.
Well, enjoy today in the hair salon if you're going. Cathy, thank you very much. Cathy Halloran, our Midwest correspondent there, reporting from Ennis in County Clare. Just